Ooh, can you smell that smell? That smells like something on the grill.
Smells really good. Mm-hmm. Smells really good. Well, welcome back. It's the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM each and every Saturday morning. We're going to wrap the show up today with we're going to give the pig contest name. We've got a winner, but first on the line, I believe we got Mike from Rockford. Mike, you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Hey, I understand that you might have a recipe for us. What you got?
I've done some research, and everyone fries turkeys in oil, and I decided to try smoking a turkey. A lot of things that I've read was it came out more flavorful and things along that lines. Well, what I decided to do was I brined the turkey with a apple brine. Essentially, it's brown sugar, water, some sliced ginger, bay leaves, olive oil, apple juice, kosher salt, oranges, cut them into slices, cloves, and garlic. And essentially, I mix that all up, put the turkey in that, let it sit in it for overnight. Got up the next morning and threw the turkey on at about 225 for about 21 minutes a pound.
What kind of grill are you using, Mike?
I have a Primo extra large oval, which is similar to a Big Green Egg.
Okay, so it's a Kamados type grill, a ceramic type grill. Were you cooking the turkey on direct heat or indirect heat?
Indirect heat.
Okay, so you're kind of you're almost smoking it then a little bit.
Yep. I threw some apple wood in there. And ended up having a nice smoke ring around it. And the people that I had over to eat said that it was absolutely the best turkey that they had had.
Fantastic. So there we have it. We have a guy that's creating grill envy right there. Had people over from his neighborhood, family, whatever it may be, and create a little grill envy. But, hey, Mike, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. Sounds like a great recipe. Hey, can you shoot us that recipe on Facebook or at the Grilling Guys, and we'll throw it up on our website so that you can get some cred that's due to you with the great turkey recipe.
I will do that.
Thanks for listening, Mike. We really appreciate it. All right. Well, that's very cool. I love smoking turkeys. I use, of course, my good one, but it's a great way to, and his brine sounded very close to mine. That's just a wonderful brine. You want to do that at least for a day.
Right.
And go a little heavy on the kosher salt, especially because you want to cure that as much as possible. You're going to bring it to some dangerous levels when you start smoking it. So that little extra salt really won't stick with the bird too long, but it really kills off and cures. And
yep, and once you pull your bird out of the brine, you kind of pat it down a little bit because you don't want a lot of moisture on there. You want to pat it down and season it. But anyway, a great recipe. We have another caller on line one.
Okay, Josh. Good morning. Thanks for calling. This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. Hey, great show. Funny, I hopped in my car today. You guys were on. I'm on my way to buy a new grill today. Wanted to get your thoughts. I want a gas grill. I'm thinking Weber. The reviews I read online give Weber great reviews. But what would you guys recommend?
Well, if you listen much, I'm really pro tech for several reasons. And full disclosure, I am the tech rep for this part of the country. But
okay.
I'm the tech rep because I went to tech and I begged and pleaded with them to let me represent them, because their product is so amazingly killer. And if you're in the $1,500 to $1,600 range, if you can swing something at that price tag, you've got to go with a G-Sport. You'll never buy another grill. You're set for life.
If that's above your budget, Weber's a great brand, and we're not knocking them, because the average guy probably doesn't spend $1,500 on a grill. But
Weber's okay.
Uh-huh.
You could actually do better probably with there's several models that MHP makes, and they're made right over in Illinois as well. And I think if you went down to where are they, on Clyde Park between 76th and 84th, there's a place called Three Chimneys. And they sell MHP. I know they've got a bunch of them on the floor. They did anyway a long time ago when I was in there. Or you could just go on MHP's website. But that's another grill I really like. And I really like Broil King. Find somebody that's selling Broil King. And I think maybe Riley's or go see Sandy Kingsland down on 28th Street, depending which part of town you're at. But they do a great job. So,
well, maybe you could probably the guys over at Zager's into opening the freezer and putting something on the tech, too.
Yeah, they can demo a tech for you right at Zager's, of course. So,
okay, and the infrared, is that something that you definitely want? The searing burners, is that something I definitely want on there?
Well, the only infrared I promote is 100% infrared. Infrared is just okay if it's, if everybody's saying infrared now. You need it to be 100% infrared, which means it's got a sealed off burner and you're actually using ceramic glass to do your smoking.
Okay.
Okay. So thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Hey, make sure to post on Facebook what you do get.
Yeah, we'd love to know how your day goes.
For sure.
All right, buddy.
Excellent.
And we have Jeff on line two. Jeff, what's up, man?
Hey, how you doing? This is Jeff from Catering to the Extreme here. I get out there to Schmoe's Brewery quite often and do some grilling out there. How you doing, Chaz?
Doing good, Jeff, man. Good to hear you're up this early.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know it. So, yeah, good show today. Great information. Love it.
Hey, thanks. What's the most popular thing in your catering business that's grilled? What do your customers like the most?
You know, they like anything on a stick. Meat on a stick, they love it.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That's a great idea, too.
You know what? I like the fact that he says stick and not skewer, because I have a really hard time with that word. So.
It's like Worcester.
Right. Worcester.
Yeah, Jeff helped us out with the garden party last week and cooking some chicken satays and had three different sauces over there. It was awesome.
Well, let me give you a little recipe for your catering business here, dude. This is one I came up with. I just invented it out of, I don't know, craziness. But it's lime chicken skewers. So since you like stuff on a stick, I just basically cubed up some skinless, boneless chicken breasts, and I threw in, I crushed up about maybe 3 cloves of garlic. I put in probably close to 1/4 cup of cilantro fresh, which I like fresh. I'd used over 1/2 cup, maybe 3/4 cup of Rose's lime, which kind of freaked me out because it's like $4 a little bottle, but I thought, you know what? Who cares if it's $2? And I'm telling you, that Rose's lime was amazing. I would have never thought of it if I wouldn't. If I just basically didn't have any fresh lime. Rose's lime worked way better. 1/2 cup of virgin olive oil, some Lowry's, and then I make my own chipotle powder. So I roast jalapenos and make my own chipotle. I threw in probably a good 2 tablespoons of that, and then I chopped up some red onions and some green peppers. And
marinated
everything in that. Wow. Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm telling you, that was just a great, the chicken, it was amazing.
Yeah.
The Rose's lime
juice is great. Yeah, I've got one I use, we got a jerk chicken that I use that Rose's lime juice in, and that's just, that's amazing stuff. So we use some of the chicken thigh meat and I think a way underutilized product, and that's just a phenomenal.
Well, that's
a good point, too, because chicken thigh meat is a little bit less expensive. And if we're all trying to work our budget, but you marinate it with something like that, put it on a skewer, chop it up, it makes it great. But
absolutely.
That's awesome.
We have to shove off. We've got to name that pig. Thanks for calling, bud.
Hey, you bet. Take care, Chaz. Take care, guys.
Okay.
All right, see ya.
So we need to do this and give that poor little girl a name before we roast her.
That's right.
Just wouldn't be right.
And I wanted to thank all the listeners because we had over 200 entries on naming this pig. And
I want to tell them a couple of my favorites.
Okay.
We couldn't pick.
Okay.
For political purposes.
Sure.
Nancy Pelosi. That was a good one. Smelling DeGeneres, that was really hysterical, too, one of our favorites. But, Randy, who's the winner here?
Well, we've got, again, we had a 200 entries, and what we've chosen, we did a little consensus, and we picked it. It's going to be Roasty O'Donnell, and our listener, Sean Hickey, was the one that submitted that. He gave us 4 or 5 names, but we've settled on Roasty O'Donnell. So, Sean, if you're out there, I shot you a note on email, replied back. Sean helped us out on Facebook with that. But I shot him back a note. We'll have Sean on the show next week and talk to him, and we'll set up that party in his backyard.
That's right.
And the grilling guys are coming your way, Sean. We're looking forward to it, buddy.
We're going to roll up. And we also want to thank some of the people like Chris Cooper and Bob Snutt. And we have a couple of brothers, the Zerfus brothers, John Zerfus, and I think it's Pat maybe is his brother.
Paul, I think.
Paul, yeah, had all kinds of entries. But thanks to the Zerfus boys out there, you're obviously some grilling freaks. But we have, Emily, did we get that song to end the show? And this is so cool. And this is Chaz's recommendation because he knows this fella. But Chaz, why don't you wrap us up here and tell him who we're listening to real quick.
We're going to listen to a track from my good buddy Denny Middleton, and he came up with this track. It's called Calling All Gods, and you can buy the track on iTunes, and the proceeds from it are going to go to the new Fallen Warriors Memorial that they're putting together over in Wyoming, Michigan.
That's awesome.
So
Denny Middleton, man, we love you, dude.
Not making money off this one. Listen to it, buy it, help out the Veterans Memorial.
Thanks to Chaz Thompson. This is the Grilling Guys.
Until next week, guys, everybody get your grill out, create a little grill envy. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep.
There were no tears of joy as he kissed his little boy. His wife could barely let him go. In a cold Michigan rain, he marched out to the plane. He never said goodbye. What's all the crying for? Please tell me the final score. Could you ask your God to sit down and talk this through with mine? What's all the dying for? Did anyone ever win any war? So I'm asking the world to join me. Calling all gods.